are listening.
You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acra
Catskills.
Today.
Hello, this is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect
10
girls got it going on. Oh, yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
Wavefarm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Synchro. Synchro system. Synchro system.
That was King Sunny a Day with A.C.A. Ray from Synchro System 1983 LP.
The Ruler. One day, Hadid Naharam was wandering around the countryside swinging his axe, looking for likely trees to cut down. Picked it up and ate it. He leaned down to hand her another fig. At that instant, she sprang up and seized his arm with tremendous force, so that he fell headfirst out of the tree. While he was still dazed, she trussed him and slid him into a sack, which she tied up and slung over her shoulder as though it had no weight. Then she began to walk, taking powerful long strides. By this time, Hadid and Haram knew he had been captured by a ruler. She was the only one he wanted. He did not cut her head off until after he finished making love to her. Afterward, he set to work chopping up all seven bodies, piled them in a great mound in front of the door, where the old woman would come in, taking care to put the heads and breasts at the bottom, and to pile the cuts of flesh on top. Finally, the door opened and the old woman stood there. The first thing she saw was the great mound of fresh meat lying in front of the door. Without any hesitation, she sat down and began to devour the raw flesh. But then, as she ate, she pushed her hand down into the mass and pulled out a breast. She stared at it a moment, put her head back and shrieked in lament. She did as he told her, and he hurled the poker down into her mouth. It was so hot that the end of it came out through her neck. She rolled around on the floor, bumping into things. "What's wrong, grandmother? Did you fall?" She peered up at him, and he emptied the burning coals over her eyes and face. She rolled on the floor again, and at that point, Hadid and Haram ran down the ladder, his axe in his hand. He swung at her neck, chopped at it until her head fell off.
Blast off!
I want to be governor at any cost.
That was Hedara, part one zombie killers and part two base zombies.
American Heavy. On a hot and heavy night in the summer, you're here with Jack French, and the number here to call is 1-800-BAD-JACK. And here we get to talk about all the things you can't talk about with anybody else. Oh man, is it as hot and sticky where you are as it is in here with me. Oh, yeah, I just took my own temperature. No, I'm not going to tell you where I stuck the thermometer. Well, it reads 102.5 FM, and that's just my body heat. Whoo, look at that. You must be wired up good tonight. The phone banks look like the runway lights at LAX, and I barely started to breathe. But hang on tonight. Tonight we got a very big fish to fry. I'm in a Moby Dick kind of mood. And that means I fully intend to swing my primo harpoon, so crank up your speed dialers and get ready to chase a little tail that is the biggest whale of them all, because our theme tonight is fun things we like to talk about with God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, a recent scientific study reports that 87% of all Americans carry on a daily personal conversation with God. 87% daily with God. God, I don't have a daily conversation with my wife, Nancy. Hi, Nancy, how you doing tonight? Now, that's a duty load of people. Having a duty load of heavy conversations with the big one, and I want, do you hear me? I want, and you know I always get what I want. What I want is to know, what are you talking about? Okay, first caller, give me your first name and hometown, and you're on the air.
My name is Sally Sue, and I'm from Sioux City, Iowa.
Sally Sue from Sioux City, that's sweet. Only in America. City Sue from Sally City, do you not or do not have a daily chit-chat with God?
Well, of course I do. We do it all day long.
Oh, baby, and what do you two talk about there, Sally Sue?
Whatever is going on. Like, if I'm getting dressed, I might say, now what about this? Does this go? You know, whatever.
Sally Sue, that's good. That is too good. So, do you mind if we get a little upfront and personal here?
Well, heck, Jack, we're already talking about him, you know, like God.
Yeah, well, heck, Sally Sue, since you just told me that you have God as a sort of in-house wardrobe consultant, I gotta ask you, Sally Sue, what are you wearing right now? Sally Sue, give it to me. It's out here, Sally Sue, but it's not hot enough, so, Sally Sue, won't you please tell me, what did God tell you to wear today? In the beginning was the...
Councillor Avocado. I presume your client has been prepared?
Yes, Your Honor. We're ready to roll.
Very well, then. Mr. French, what is your profession?
Entertainer.
Once again, please.
Entertainer. I'm an entertainer.
An entertainer. Mm. I see. And what exactly does that mean to you, Mr. French?
Laugh. I make people laugh.
Make people laugh? Hmm. And is it a happy laugh?
Happy laugh? Happy laugh?
When you make people laugh, Mr. French, is it a laughter that lightens the heart?
American. Heavy.
Heavy?
Yeah.
So the laughter is unhappy.
Your Honor, might I tender an objection?
Keep still, Counselor. If you are unable to feed your client his lines, I have no choice but to do so myself. Mr. French, what do you make people laugh about when you make people laugh?
Soup. All crazy soup.
Do you mean to say giving voice to the absurd?
Giving head to the herd.
I beg your pardon?
I believe my client is referencing the role of the imagination in the dissemination of mass media.
Thank you, Counselor, but I'm neither so old nor so dim as you apparently think.
No, Your Honor.
Not that dim.
Thank you, Mr. French.
That was American Heavy from Gregory Whitehead. Radio Art on the Radio.
Thank you.
Muslim Gods has two new records, well, reissues, I guess. Absinia Celisi and Libya Tour Guide. We just heard the title song, Absinia Celisi. And next, let's hear the first track from Libya Tour Guide. This is the Lee Gaddafi Jar.
Thank you.
That was Jazz from Food Man. Here's Uxto, both songs from the Ex Minzoko album, 2016, new music from Food Man.
Thank you.
First, we heard Manu Dibango with Soul Makossa, then Michael Jackson's similar-sounding Wanna Be Starting Something.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Swim the sea.